Now, all the speakers that we have today are in one way or another special, but I think our next speakers are deserving of particular welcome. Because the occupation of Iraq, of course, is a bloody disaster for tens and hundreds of thousands of Iraqi people and Iraqi families. It's also been a tragedy for families here in Britain too, including those who have lost loved ones serving in this unnecessary, unjust and illegal war. So I'd like you, please, to welcome Rose Gentle and Maxine Gentle, whose son and brother Gordon died in Iraq. Reginald Kitson's son Tom died in Iraq to speak to us. And they are joined by Tommy Sheridan, a leader of our great anti-war movement in Scotland. Please give them a very warm welcome. Rose will speak to you first.
You'll need to excuse me, I'm nervous. Me and Maxine's actually here today. We've got a campaign going to bring all troops home from Iraq. There's too many innocent people getting killed in Iraq, including Iraqis as well. And we don't just blame the Iraqis for killing Gordon. We blame the government for sending Gordon there. They're to blame. And we'd like to see Tony Blair bring all the troops back. If not, we'd like to see him to resign, because the man's a disgrace to this country. He wrote a letter to Maxine saying he thinks his decision was right to send the troops in. Well, I think he should be put in front of a court for a murder, because he's murdered me, boys. He also says it wasn't for oil and money, which is a liar, because it's getting proved. And I'd like to see him face to face, but he's not man enough to meet me. I'll give him 5 minutes to explain why he's sending the troops here, but the man can't explain. He won't even show face to any of us. So bring the boys back now. And George Bush asking our boys to get in and help him, he started the war. He's a liar. It shows you in the film, he's a disgrace as well. Tell him to come here as well and we'll speak to him. And if you ask any of them, if any of them get sons in the forces, no. Because daddy's got the money to pay for them to go to universities. We haven't. I'm just an ordinary mother, a cleaner. But I'll tell you about, I'm more proud of my kids than what he'll ever be of his. So Tony Blair, if you won't face me face to face, look at me now. Bring the troops home!
Well said, Rose. Sadly, my son Tom was killed in Iraq last year, serving with the Royal Military Police. Gordon was sadly killed earlier this year. But you are applauding us. Rose, Maxine and myself, we should applaud you. You're the ones that are supporting this. You are the voice. Thank you all for being here today. Thank you for trying to get the troops home. Well done, you all deserve a big hand. Thanks everybody. What we have to remember is that Iraq never threatened this country. Iraq, they didn't have the capability to threaten this country. Iraq had no links with Al-Qaeda. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction. So why indeed did we decide to go to war against Iraq? My firm belief is that it was because Iraq is sitting on the second largest reserves of oil in the world. That's the reason. Not one more life should be lost for a barrel of oil. Now, people will often say, well, what will happen if we bring the troops home? It will create a power vacuum. Well, I would go as far as saying that, Blair, you've lost all credibility. You've lied to the nation, you've lied to all of us, You've lied to Rose, Maxine, you've lied to me, and worst of all, you've lied to 68 British servicemen that have given their lives for their country. These boys went to war believing they were fighting a threat of weapons of mass destruction. These boys went out there with honour, with dignity, doing their duty. They had no choice but to be there. Now, what we need to do is get the remaining troops home. They can come home with honour, they can come home with dignity, because they were sent there on a pack of lies. And Blair, your lies have now been exposed. Rose and I could not argue if our sons had died through a weapon of mass destruction, because that was the remit for this war, not WMD. WMD is now proved to be false, and you cannot go to war for regime change, because if you do, that makes you a criminal. So Blair, Bush, war criminals. Thank you.
My name is Maxine Gentle and I'm 14 years old. I'm the sister of Gordon Gentle, who was killed in Iraq this year. And I just want to say that Gordon meant the world to me because he had made something of himself, and I always will be proud of Gordon. I just want to say that Gordon died because of Tony Blair's lies, and I want all the troops to be brought back now, because I don't want anybody else to die and anyone's else's lives to be ruined like mine has been by Tony Blair's lies. So Tony Blair, if you're listening today, then I just want to say, do something good for a change and bring the troops home.
Brothers, sisters and comrades, I bring you the solidarity of the Scottish Coalition for Justice, Not War. And also bringing news, breaking news, from CNN. So it must be true. Apparently, in order to try and bolster George Bush's flagging election campaign, the American government have decided to make a film about the war in Iraq. They have decided to get Walt Disney to write the script. They have decided that Tony Blair, George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld should be the main characters. And because of the success of The Lion King, they have decided to ask Elton John to write the script music for this film. They were going to call it The Lion King 2, but they have decided to call it, more appropriately, The Lying Bastards. Brothers and sisters, how can evidence of the 24th of September 2002 be described as extensive, as detailed, as authoritative, but only last week was described as patchy and sporadic? How can the fear that was inspired in September 2 years ago about the ability of WMDs to be dispatched within 45 minutes be turned in to the shady and shoddy withdrawal by the shadier and shoddier MI6 last week of that claim? Brothers and sisters, we have a message to anyone across the UK, anyone in Europe, anyone in the world who still believes The invasion of Iraq was based on weapons of mass destruction, was based on links with terror, or was based on liberation or freedom. Our message to that minority who are left across the world is quite simple. Waken up! Waken up and smell the oil! That's what it was all about, brothers and sisters! The blood of young Gordon and Reggie's son was not spilled for freedom. It was not spilled because of weapons of mass destruction. It was spilled for oil. That's why it was spilled. And Tony Blair, let's say to Tony Blair, Tony, if this war is so noble, if this war is so just, then why don't you send your own sons to fight in that war instead of fighting? Instead, brothers and sisters, instead of sending the sons and daughters of the working class of this country, they're the ones who are paying the blood price. They're the ones whose blood has been spilled. Brothers and sisters, I'll finish by asking you, each and every one of us, we've got to stand for something different. We've got to stand for something better. The ruling class promote a world that's based on war, that's based on hate, that's based on violence. We've got to build a new world in our hearts, in our communities, in our trade unions and our political parties. We've got to build a world that's based on peace, that's based on love, that's based on human solidarity. That's the new world that we have to build. Brothers and sisters, let's stand for that new world. Let's stand against this war, and let's stand for the only war that is worth fighting, the war against poverty and inequality of wealth. That's the only war that's worth fighting, brothers and sisters. To finish with the words of the great Malcolm X, that great fighter for freedom and liberation. It was Malcolm X who said, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Let's stand for a new world based on peace and solidarity. Forward, brothers and sisters.